Thank you, Tyler, for the message. A lot was shared, a lot I could comment on. I'm just going to comment on a few things here in this vision statement here. It says, when we love our neighbors as Christ loved us. Women, how many of you have heard your men come in the front door and say, huh, that neighbor of mine, I just get tired of him. He does things to irritate me. Has that ever happened in your... Sometimes our neighbors can be trying. They try us out for sure when they do things. They crowd the lines a little bit. And yeah, I had to think of that. And our neighbor is more than just the person who lives beside us. Our neighbor is anyone that we come into contact with throughout the week. And then another thing that stood out to me is we become vessels that point people to Jesus. That is, I believe that's of utmost importance in our lives. We become vessels that point people to Jesus. Just recently, I was talking with a brother from the church here, and we were talking about, you know what? Whatever happens in our lives, the church, Christ has to be the focus, our vision, what we're focused on. And if that's what we're focused on, then Christ can bless that. But becoming vessels that point people to Jesus throughout the week, Monday through Saturday. It's easy to do that on Sunday, but what about during the week? Does my life point others towards Christ? Okay, I will open it up. I'd love to hear from you. Testimony, is there something that happened this week that you'd like to share? Here's your time.
Message, Tyler. I just heard, it was on a podcast or something this week, I forget, but it pretty well echoed your message, and it just said something along the line of, we meet people that might get our attention, and in this world of, you know, cancel culture or whatever you want to call it, you know, we choose to not like so and so. Well, if God decided to do the same thing, because we're no different, really, because we continue to make mistakes, do things along the way that, you know, if God's looking into our lives, he could choose to say the same thing. You know what? I'm done with Joe, and I'm not going to love him no longer. So thanks for the message. It was very good.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler, for sharing that. Thought that really struck me was one of the very last statements that he brought out was unconditional love. Too often, too many times in my own life, it's been conditional. If so and so, if such and such a way or so, then I could love them. But that's not what Christ did. It didn't matter who it was or what, he loved, and he still loves. And that is just an area that I can definitely grow and improve in, is to have an unconditional love. Sharing.
Thank you, Ed.
I just want to say it's been good to be here this morning. We've enjoyed being here, and I want to say thank you for the message, Tyler. You know, love is so much more than that. Like you mentioned early on, that you see in movies or read in books, love is being patient. And just ask my wife, that's something I struggle with sometimes, for sure, when you're on the road and people seem to be in your way. But yeah, it's just, love is not necessarily, it's not a feeling, it's something that you need to work on, that you need to express. And so yeah, I just want to say thank you for the message, and it's good to be here.
Thank you, Kyle.
I thank you for sharing, Tyler. When I think about loving your neighbor, I think about the story in the Bible of the Good Samaritan, where the one got robbed and he was left bleeding and naked, and all these people went past him, including a priest, and then this one Good Samaritan stopped and helped the guy. And I had to think, Is that something I would do, or would I be one of those that would just keep on going and think that, well, maybe the next guy will help him? But I think if we have love for our neighbor, we will stop and help that guy.
Thanks for the reminder, Tyler. I had a situation happen this week that was the first time a coworker got angry with me, and yeah, I've never experienced it to that degree. Obviously, he ended up going home because that's how mad he got, and it was a situation I had to work through, knowing how to feel about it. And the message today gave me no excuse not to go back tomorrow morning and love him like before. I was struggling with knowing how to go forward, you know, putting boundaries in place or whatever. You want to keep yourself safe, but I know for me, I use that as an excuse not to love somebody. And according to the scripture this morning, it doesn't matter what people do, if they fly off the handle, if they mistreat you. Next time we meet them, they need to know that we still love them. So just thank you for that encouragement.
Okay, thank you for sharing. I like that, Ed. Unconditional love, that's the tough part. What if it doesn't go my way? What if it affects my wallet on down the line? Am I still willing to love people even to when things don't go the way I think they should? Okay, I think we will bring this to a close. Why don't we all stand and have a word of prayer? Kyle Hirschberger, would you want to have a word of prayer? And then after that, Lonnie, maybe we can have a song, and then we'll be dismissed after that.
Father, thank you that you love us, and thank you that you care about us. You sent your Son to die on the cross to provide us that source of salvation. Father, I pray that we would not take your love for granted. And as we think about it, that we could turn to the people around us and we could show them that love. That we can love people around us unconditionally the way that you love us. I pray that we would never take that. Everything that was said and done here today, and I pray that you would be with us all as we go from here. Heart, peace, and safety, and that we can have a profitable week, and that we can be blessed and come in contact with.
Let's together, Lord.